From the University of Southern California, this is Annenberg Radio News. We're covering election 2012 tonight. I'm Josh Wu. Kai Rizdahl from NPR asked the Twitterverse, quote, "What's the over-under on when I can go to bed Pacific time knowing the result?" Well, as USC student Janet Edbrook tweets, quote, "Watching the election results is like waiting for the world's slowest pregnancy test. Hashtag college analogies." Well, with that pleasant note so firmly implanted into our brains, we now turn to ARN reporter Denise Guerra. She's in Costa Mesa at the official Republican watch party. She talked to Scott Bowe, the chairman of the Republican Party in Orange County.
So what are your thoughts on tonight? I know it's pretty early in California.
Well, the polls haven't closed here yet, but we're excited. We have probably over 1,000 people going to show up here, and we're going to celebrate some great victories.
And for Orange County in particular, what do you hope for?
Well, in Orange County, we've got a lot of local races in Irvine, in Costa Mesa, in Anaheim, in Orange. But the most important thing, even though Romney probably won't carry California, Orange County is going to deliver more than 60% of the vote for Mitt Romney. We're going to keep Barack Obama under 40% in Orange County.
And now we go live to the county registrar's office in Norwalk, where Jahia Nene is on the scene. Jahia.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm right in the middle of a crazy, crazy night. It's pretty cool.
So what's going on over at the registrar's office?
So I'm in line with all the voters. You might hear them in the background right now. Everyone has lined up to vote. The polls do close at 8, but there are last-minute voters who have scrambled to get here, and as long as they're in line, they have the opportunity to vote. And, you know, there's everyone here from 2-year-olds to 80-year-olds, and everyone's trying to get their chance to vote. So that's pretty crazy. Things are supposed to kick off at around 8:45 when the sheriffs have all come here to receive the ballots. People are going to be throwing papers. Apparently, it's a huge riot scene. So around 8:45, 9 o'clock, things kick off. And then about 10 o'clock, helicopters start coming in, and they're bringing ballots. And everyone comes there. It's going to be quite an event tonight. It's very exciting.
Well, it sounds like one heck of an operation. All right, that's Jahia Nene at the registrar's office. Thank you, Jahia.
No problem.
After his first lead of the night, President Obama trails challenger Romney by 1. Obama's biggest victory thus far was Pennsylvania, and he has a significant lead in Iowa with 56.5% of the vote. But no other major swing states have tilted the vote either way thus far. Romney currently holds a slight lead over Obama in both Virginia and South Carolina. But his big wins in the meantime have been in the South and the Midwest, to the surprise of absolutely no one. But as one Twitter user pointed out, quote, "The Electoral College equals political Quidditch. Why pay attention to a 10-point quaffle when you can get a 150-point snitch?" The Democrats are having their big party at Dodger Stadium, and Evan Budrovich... Oh, no, he's not. No, he's not on site. Never mind. We are getting him in a second. Evan Budrovich is on site at Dodger Stadium, and I think we have him. Evan, are you there?
Hello, this is Evan Budrovich, live from Dodger Stadium, the home of the Democratic Rallying Convention in Los Angeles is tonight. The main contributors are yes on Prop 30, no on Prop 32, and yes on Prop 34. Volunteers will be arriving at about 8:30 this evening at a live event. I'd say right now there's about 100 media folk in attendance, just walking around getting a scope of the election and the local ballots. Not to mention that yes on Measure J is one of the big initiatives that will be going on tonight. Over 700 volunteers will be in attendance, hopefully. And one of the first speakers will be speaking at 9 o'clock tonight from the American Labor Federation. That's it from Dodger Stadium. Back to you guys in the studio.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Dr. Woodrow Clark is a co-Nobel Prize recipient for his work with Al Gore and the United Nations on climate change. ARN's Max Schwartz talked with Dr. Clark about the 2012 election and the climate.
Have you? So I'm going to get out there and ask straightforwardly now, if that's a word, how does this election impact the environment?
Well, that's a big question, and it would take a long time to answer it. But I think that no matter who wins, there's going to be a huge impact on public policy and programs and initiatives and strategies towards the environment. It's actually rather interesting that the Hurricane Sandy happened when it did, just a few days, you know, like a week before the election. And I think finally the entire country's woken up to the disaster that our weather can have, caused in large part by humankind.
And now Julia Deng from Annenberg TV News is live from Cardinal Gardens near campus, where the polls have apparently just closed. Julia?
Hey, Josh. I'm at Cargar right now, and this was one of the USC polling locations. And even though they set it up here in a USC apartment building, it's open to anybody who is registered to vote in LA County. So we got quite a mix of people, a bunch of local residents and USC students.
Anything completely out of the ordinary happen over there so far, Julia?
Not so much. I've actually been stationed out here since about 5 p.m., and they're closing right now. The volunteers are cleaning up. They're putting the tables away, cleaning up the ballots, dealing with last-minute paperwork. But the numbers are in, and it looks like about 660 people voted here total.
Is that strictly – you said earlier it was both students and community members, correct? All right. Thank you very much, Julia. Julia Dang from Annenberg TV News. We'll check back with you in a little bit.
Thank you.
Voters have been lining up throughout the day today around the city, outside churches, community centers, even garages. And even though we've heard anecdotal evidence of long waits and equipment failures, Aaron Schrank says it's been a smooth sailing for many South LA voters.
A short line of voters outside a senior center south of Exposition Park chatted with neighbors and flipped through sample ballot cheat sheets as they waited to cast their votes. Most waited about 10 minutes.
It was pretty easy. The line was short. It only took me about 15 minutes total to stand in line, get my ballot, and vote. It was a quick process.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I didn't wait at all, actually. I just got in there and I was able to throw in my ballot.
Not all voters have been so lucky today. The LA Times reported that at Trinity High School in South LA, poll workers had ballots, but no voting machines. Some waited an hour before leaving without casting a vote. And KPCC reported two-hour waits at Tom Bradley Center in Mid-City. Proposition 30 drove many young voters to the polls today, like Jared Ochoa.
Just because it affects, you know, public schools very directly. If the proposition doesn't pass, there's going to be a whole bunch of budget cuts and stuff like that. So that's the most, I think, the proposition that affects me the most.
Ochoa is a UCLA student and a Guatemalan immigrant who became a citizen this year.
So this is my first presidential election, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Andrea Manzano is most concerned with the presidential race and the impact it could have on health care. Her 8-week-old son had open heart surgery on the day he was born.
I even left my newborn to come vote because I know it's his future.
Michael White showed up to vote, but found out he was at the wrong polling place.
But I just found out I got to go to 100 yards from here. So that ain't far, around the corner, the high school across the street.
His biggest concern on the ballot today?
37, you know, because I'm a vegan. So I'm voting, you know, for the food to be labeled. That's my number one proposition.
If Prop 37 passes, California would become the first state in the nation to require food manufacturers to label genetically modified food. 2 miles north of the Catholic Church, Alex Kaplan had no weight at all. He said he cast a vote against Proposition 34, the nail-biter ballot measure that would end the death penalty in California.
I'm not persuaded by the cost savings argument of that. I don't think that's the case because you're going to be paying for life imprisonment either way.
While voters continue to line up around the country, some waiting for hours, first-timers here in South LA gave a thumbs up to the in-person electoral process.
It was a simple process. I hadn't voted in person before, more mail-in ballot type of thing, so I was happy to be able to do that well, and I enjoyed it.
California polling places will stay open until 8 o'clock tonight. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.
Now we've got Sabrina Hudson at the Community Coalition Watch Party taking the temperature of South L.A. Sabrina, are you there? What's going on?
Hi, so I'm over here in South L.A. at Community Coalition. They're having an election viewing party, and right now, actually, everyone's starting to get excited now that they're finding out that Obama is in the lead. Before, everybody was pretty quiet and tense. They're just trying to focus on the coverage that CNN and NBC have been doing of the election so far.
All right, that's Sabrina Hudson at the Community Coalition Watch Party. Sabrina, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's it for me from this hour. Max Schwartz will be back with you all shortly. I'll be back at 8:55. Until then, we'll see you there.